trouble in Twitterland. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. CNN's Rick Sanchez is not high on crack, as his recent Twitter update stated. Sanchez had his account hacked, as did dozens of other users of the microblogging service, which allows users to send messages to groups of followers. Other recent victims include the president-elect, Britney Spears, and Fox News. Twitter says a malicious hacker broke into a system used by Twitter's support team, then took control of some prominent Twitter identities. Over the last few days, Twitter users also received a series of messages promising free iPhones and debt relief. The messages directed them to a site that asked for their usernames and passwords. Tech writer Dan Tynan believes this could be just the beginning of the trouble for Twitter.
Twitter has had this sort of aura of innocence around it. It's a new toy. People are mostly saying yes. When you follow someone, they mostly follow you back. So it's been this kind of wide open, you know, hippie-like mentality around it. And I think that is suddenly and irrevocably changed.
The aura of innocence, as you describe it, if that indeed exists, seems a little surprising given that the bad guys seem to try to take over everything on the internet eventually and do a pretty good job of it.
Yeah, they get there eventually. In fact, you know, they've been on Twitter already, but this is the first thing that's sort of hit the national news. And part of it's because Twitter has just recently hit national news. A lot more people have suddenly, you know, found out what it is. They've signed up. Like I said, Rick Sanchez started showing tweets on his afternoon news show. Current.tv started using tweets and running them along the bottom of the screen during its coverage of the presidential debates. It started to feed into mainstream media, and as a result, people are much more aware of Twitter, and all of a sudden, when something that used to be pretty centric to the web 2.0 social media geeks is now a national story because so many people use Twitter. I think when it was simply in the realm of the social media geeks, you know, it had that sort of notion of, gee, you know, we're all part of a community here and we're all going to use this tool. Isn't it wonderful? But now it's in the big bad world and, you know, it's fair game for anyone.
But these are fairly isolated incidents we're talking about. It's not as if Twitter has been overrun by miscreants.
Twitter is not MySpace yet. You know, MySpace went through this about 3 or 4 years ago when, out of the blue, you know, Rupert Murdoch bought it. At the time, it had something like 40 or 50 million profiles. Now it has something like 250 million. And I would venture that 125 million of those are fake. I would say something the similar is happening to Twitter. There have been fake profiles cropping up for a while now. This, you know, life insurance agent in Charlotte, North Carolina, had created a whole bunch of fake Twitter profiles, all of them featuring pictures of cute girls. And they started tweeting out messages trying to drive people to the website. I think that's been happening on Twitter a while, and I think we're going to see a heck of a lot more of it.
The problem you describe has existed for quite a long time on Twitter, and it seems like the people behind Twitter have done a pretty good job rooting those folks out and making sure they don't last very long.
Yes, it's true. In fact, the 16 fake profiles I mentioned, I checked them today, and they were gone. They'd already been booted out. But as Twitter grows, its ability to respond quickly to these things is going to suffer.
Dan Tynan is a tech writer. His work has appeared in more than 50 publications. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.